This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every now and then, or maybe actually more often than that, there are things that happen in business and the economy that just don't make much sense, which is why we decided to do a whole series where we take your questions about those things that don't make much sense, and we answer them. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes from listener Lamont Freerks, who wants to know why airlines sometimes overbook their planes, which makes them bump other passengers, which doesn't, on the face of it, make a whole lot of sense. The answer comes from Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
It is 5:30 a.m.
United Airlines, flight 3454.
We are at Newark Airport.
We are now boarding Group 3 due to economy and language.
No, we are not boarding. Not all of us.
The flight is overbooked, so we're just sitting here waiting. The flight is leaving in 15 minutes, and we're just stuck here.
Danielle Sharp is on her way to Oklahoma, but her flight and my flight were oversold. There were X number of seats on the plane, and the airline sold more than that. The airline asked if anyone wanted to give up their seat, but nobody did. So here we are on the ground.
So it's really stressful and aggravating.
What time did you get here?
I got here at 3 a.m.
And when this happened, people were asking, why would an airline do this? How hard is it to count the number of seats you have and not sell more than that?
I have no idea, but it's obviously they care more about their money than about us, because they wouldn't inconvenience us like this. So it's about a buck.
Yes and no.
Contrary to what's sometimes popular perception, airlines are not evil.
Samuel Engel leads the aviation practice at consulting firm ICF International. It's not an accident that airlines overbook their flights, and it boils down to one simple reason.
Some passengers don't show up.
Apparently, passengers are pretty reliably not going to all show up.
So if you know that's going to be the case, you're setting yourself up for flying with empty seats and wasting them.
And to be honest, this seems so fishy to me. If people don't show up, aren't the airlines then just selling the same seat twice and making gobs of money off the poor jerks who are left behind when people do actually all show up?
The airline still gets money for them, right? They just could get more money, right?
Yes and no. They don't get revenue for a seat that goes empty. Whether or not they've sold it, they don't get revenue for a seat that goes empty.
They don't?
Like any other basic accounting, you only get paid when you sell the product.
But if someone buys their ticket and then doesn't show up, isn't that just too bad for them? They've already paid their ticket price?
Put them on another flight.
Well, they don't have to pay for another flight?
Some of them will just not show up because they didn't want to take that trip. But in more cases than not, they arrived at the airport 15 minutes late because there was traffic on the Van Wyck, and they missed their flight, and the airline is going to reaccommodate them on another flight.
So if airlines didn't overbook, they would lose money. And so they actually put a lot of effort and money into guessing exactly how many people won't show up.
Virtually all airlines nowadays have fairly sophisticated revenue management systems.
This is Peter Belobaba. He is a research scientist at the International Center for Air Transportation at MIT. And revenue management system just means really complicated computer models that adjust themselves constantly.
Those systems have large databases, historical databases of no-show rates on previous departures of the same flight at the same time of day and in the same market. So these historical databases are then used to build forecasts.
And they work pretty well. Last year, 0.1% of passengers were involuntarily denied boarding. And United, whose flight we were bumped off of, said a lot of that was due to grounded planes, not overbooking. So Engel from ICF International says that in the end, all of this overbooking is actually a good thing because, he argues, it keeps ticket prices down.
The nice way to look at all of this is that the more effectively airlines can fill their seats and generate revenue with the available capacity that they have, the better it is for all of us.
Well, not all of us.
We will be boarding by boarding group.
I'm tired. I want to take a nap. And we're stuck here.
But there's a happy ending to this story, even for Danielle Sharp. Government mandates cash payouts to people who are involuntarily bumped off a flight. And Danielle Sharp got $1,100.
Thank you, Lord. That is a blessing.
At Newark International Airport, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.